Today's daf is daf chof chet. We're a little bit behind, and we're holding on to Zayin Amud Beit. We were in the middle, up until the earlier Mishnah, we were talking about simanim in terms of yush. Now we're talking about simanim in terms of being sufficient evidence that allows the finder to return it. Because after all, it's possible that simanim are only enough that the loser is not mitya'esh. But he still may need to bring absolute proof that it was his once the person announces that there was an aveda. Maybe he'll need edim, or maybe simanim muvakim. Which brings us to the other issue. We actually found that there were three sets of simanim. We have what are called simanim muvakim, which are even sufficient to give back a get to a woman, which means that we would use it to be matir, an eshatish. You could assume it's the same gate that was written in Shema and give it to her. For instance, nekev yesh betzad ot plonit. Everybody, except for one or two shitot, agrees that that would be a simon. For sure, midioraita, you could be matir, an eshatish, and so on. There are others. There is a sheet of the Raiva that holds that even there, it's not really that the simonim are midioraita, that they were mako by the problem of agunot. Like in other cases, with Rabbon, it could be Eker, the Kedushin. Almost nobody agrees that that's a pshat. I mentioned to the Ranchita that Simanim Muvakim don't even need a raya from the Torah. It's obvious, once we get to a statistical improbability of that extent, that the Torah would view that as absolute proof. So that's the highest darg of siman. The lowest darg of siman, we called Oruch Vagot. Yeah, long, short, we view that as being irrelevant. That's not a siman at all. We won't return an aveda based on that. It was a long dress. New. It was a white shirt. New. I need more than that. Then we had the simanim that are sometimes referred to as simanim muvakim, not in the real sense of simanim muvakim, but meaning they're better than the average siman, but that they're enough that we will return it with. Those are normal simanim. And that, we had a question whether that was d'oraita, d'rabbana. Now we are in the middle right now of that discussion, and we're up to Omar Rava. Omar Rava is now 2 lines down from the middle of the big lines. So Omar Rava. Im timtza lomar, if you're going to say that simanim are not d'oraita, and you're still entertaining that possibility, so then you can tell me, hey, chibadrin avidab the simanim? I mean, you're telling me simanim are d'rabbanan. The rabbanan were betaken to give simanim, and therefore to take something that belongs to somebody else? Does that make sense? If you're telling me it's not really a true proof of ownership, so then, first of all, I'm the finder. I have a right to keep it d'oraita. You're taking it away from me to give to someone else. Why? Maybe it's the wrong person. The Torah didn't say you can rely on it. If we're helping out one person, not hurting another person, it's all very nice. But what would be the point of making a takana that hurts one person to benefit another person? So I don't understand what would be the tzad to say simanim are not d'oraita. No, that would be because nechale lemotzei aveda, the finder is willing to relinquish what he found. And he's willing to give it back to someone on the basis of simanim, ki'echa dechi avda leila didei, so that when he loses something, he will be able to recover with simanim. So therefore, it's another one of these social contract issues.
And this is a simanim.
Yeah. Omer of Safarova. But it's really very nice of him to do that. You know, it's lovely. Of course, the fact that simanim lav d'oraita means you gave it back to the wrong person anyway, as far as the Torah is concerned. So now you're saying, well, it's necha for him to give it to the wrong person. So he's going to do us a favor with somebody else's money, basically. Because what right did I have to give it to this fellow? I'm taking it away from the real owner. He's doing himself a great favor. It's okay. You can have this guy's things to make my life easier if I lose something. Ah, you're right. Ella. Nechale leba'al aveda. The point is that a loser is happy to allow the idea of simanim for recovering a lost chevet. Because he thinks to himself like this. I am not going to be able to prove that. So how many people are going to be able to prove that it's theirs? They're going to bring witnesses that this is exact, that recognize that this is your thing. So therefore, I would rather that the rabbana make a takana that I can recover it by things reasonable that I would know. So you say, but you may lose out. He may give it to the wrong guy. But the overwhelming likelihood is that I'm going to be able to give the type of simanim that nobody else will be able to give. And therefore, he says to himself, so mida yada, he knows perfectly well the edim letla. He's not going to be able to find witnesses. So he says to himself, meimar amar, look, kule amalo yadi simanim uvakim dida. Other people don't know the absolutely unique things. Now, Tosis points out, obviously, this does not mean technical simanim uvakim. Because technical simanim uvakim, we said there's no question that the derived the rabbanan, we were willing to give back a get to divorce a woman with. So what it means muvakim in comparison. In other words, the hot stuff, not just the generic stuff, but not muvakim, which would be enough for d'oraita. Va'ana, yahivna, Simani Mubakindi, that I will be able to give enough information that I'm probably only God's going to be able to get it back. So, and anyway, like this, if they make me bring witnesses, I'll never get it back. So, let it be, and I'll take a chance that maybe 10% of the cases I may lose it. But this is the only way we can work things out. So therefore, everybody is Necha. Finder is Necha, the loser is Necha, and therefore the Rabbanim made a takana to benefit society. Yeah, but you see, that benefit of society doesn't work in all cases. I mean, what about the Mishnah? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Echad al Avim Yishol Shem. Remember that case? You had a bunch of shtarot where there was one individual that borrowed from three separate people. So it says over there, give it back to the Lova. Because, I mean, it's only reasonable. How do those three lenders get together here unless he's the borrower from all three, right? So give it back to the borrower. Obviously, either he hadn't used it yet, he already paid it and got it back. Shlosha shlavum in echad is one lender, but three different people that borrowed from him. How did they get together? So yadzir l'malveh. So give it to the lender. So now, why? I mean, that's not 100% of a raya. It's reasonable, you're saying. Okay, so it's reasonable, but reasonable is not sufficient. You said that there has to be a social tikkun. What's social tikkun? Well, because a borrower also, I mean, a loser would also be necha. In this case, you're telling me he's necha? That he's very happy that necha leila lova la dure leila malva? He's happy to give his shtar back to the malva? Why in the world would be happy for that? The Lova isn't happy with that. What about him? Oh, Malay, who cares about him? He obviously is not. It didn't fall from him. That's a given. Because Asim Svaruhu, Echad Alava Mishlosha, Yachzir Lelove, the Gabi Love Shchichi, Gabi Malva Lo Shchichi. So it must have not fallen, therefore, from the Malva Shwamin Amilova Nafu. Shloshi Shalova Mechad, Yachzir Lamalve, the Gabi Malva Shchichi, Gabi Love Lo Shchichi. So what do we care about him? You're saying, but the Lova doesn't agree. The Lova is not part of this entire equation. It certainly didn't fall from him. And therefore, we're left without his worry. And therefore, it's a matter of losers and finders. Others learn that what the Gemara is really saying is that this is a Simen Muvak. Not that it's a reasonable takana. But the pshat that I just told you is Rashi's pshat. But the other approach is that it's so unreasonable statistically, this lifts it out of the mid-range of Simanim into Simanim Muvak. But let me ask you this. This doesn't cover all of the cases. How about the case of Tachrich Shel Shtarot? Now, what about that? It says over there, somebody finds a Tachrich Shel Shtarot, Aguda Shel Shtarot, Hareze Yachzir. So the find, remember, normally there's only two people in the equation. There's the loser and the finder. So it's all very sweet. The loser is happy, the finder is the happy, but here you've got a third party because the loser and the finder are both revolving around Nevach, Mr. Borrower, who may have been the loser, maybe not. I mean, correct? He's not happy at all about the fact that we should make a takana to give an IOU of his, a bond of his, to somebody else. He'd much rather that the finder keep it until Mashiach comes and not be able to take him to court. why would he want to lose out? Since does he spot, but I mean, what about the overall takana, that he may lose something else one day, and as we said, he's happy for the general social welfare that will ultimately affect him, says Tosfos. No morality was ever based on ultimate social welfare. Right now, a guy doesn't want to be sued for $100,000 because of what may be one day useful for him. Democracies don't work that way. It's, I want it all, and I want it now. And therefore, we can't say that is going to be playing a role in the Lova. So what are you going to say over there? What? You're trying to tell me he's happy? You give it back to the lender so the lender can sue him? Therefore, says Rabbi, I conclude, there would be no way that the Rabbana would make a takana that would even include giving back the Tachrich Shel Shtarot that involve a third party, unless indeed Simonim are Diorayta. And it's undoubtedly from the Pasuk, where it says, V'haya imcha ad rosh achicha oto, like we said before. It should be with you, remain with you, find her until the man comes, what it seems to be saying, to ask for it. What do you think? What's supposed to do? Give it to him when the guy doesn't want it? I mean, Ella, the only way to understand the pasuk, as we said earlier, adro shachicha. Investigate that man and see if he's a Ramai. Okay, so how do you investigate him? Dorsheim Ramayo and Oramai, Lavisimanim. Now, of course, before we said, no, maybe it means Beidim. And therefore, Rav is not really bringing a raya from this pasuk. He's saying, look, my raya is from the fact that the takona wouldn't work out as a social takona because of the case where there's a lova involved. But I'm assuming that now that we have that additional information, that this must be the kabbalah of where it comes from, the pasuk. I can't prove to you that that's the meaning of the pasuk. So shma amina. Omar Rava says, Rava now, a minute later, Im Timtza Lomar Simonim D'Oraita. If indeed Simonim D'Oraita. What? What? What do you mean Im Timtza Lomar? You just said Simonim D'Oraita. What's going on around here? A Poshetle Simonim D'Oraita. No. Look, I mean, the truth is, I can't prove that that's what the pasuk means. And there may be some other alternative in understanding the takon. I mean, Ikala Bevriket Shaninan, we could have explained it away. We explained it before. It means Be'edim and so on. So I don't want to actually commit myself. But assuming that my conclusion was correct, and Simonim would be right. Can I get back now to my, thank you. So Simanim the Simanim. What would be if two people bring Simanim? What do you do then? Well, then Yaniach. Then you got to leave it around, indeed, until Eliyahu. The Rambam says Yaniach means hold on to it until once they see that nobody gets it. They'll obviously reach some kind of compromise. People are not going to sit around waiting for Eliyahu Hanavi.
That's true.
Yeah, whatever they'll do, they'll make a deal. How about if one guy says Simanim and the other guy says Eidim? Eidim are better. Zanina ten labala Eidim. Whether that's true even of Simanim Muvakim. Because if you learn that Simanim and Muvakim are absolute identification, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be the same as Eidim. Okay, how about Simanim and Simanim plus one guy has an Eidachah? Now what? The Eidachah is irrelevant. Eidachah commander let Eidam is completely irrelevant because he can't bring testimony to something. And therefore, it's the same as Simanim v'Simanim v'Yaniach. Now, here there's a machlokes rishonim as to whether that means he's irrelevant in terms of getting it, or even irrelevant in terms of making at least you take a shvuah that it's not yours. The Rosh says, no, obviously it's still an Eidach, it'd be mechayev shvuah. However, others learn that no, it can't be mechayev shvuah either. And shvuah is where there's not other evidence. But when you have Simanim v'Simanim, then he's completely irrelevant. You don't add partial testimony to a simon to make it better. Okay, so therefore Yaniach. How about if you have two people giving witnesses, but one is the Eidus that, look, we know this guy sat and knitted that sweater. But the other one say, we saw this sweater fall out of so-and-so's backpack. Well, then obviously you give it to the ones who saw it fall, because the fact that they knitted the sweater doesn't mean that that's where the sweater remained. So tinatein le'edenifila, because, I mean, we can always be mekayim both of their words by saying zvinizvavna, u'minishakuninafa, maybe he sold the sweater, and now it fell from somebody else. So, fine. How about midat arkov and midat rochbo? Two people give simonim. One people will tell you how long it is, the other one will tell you how wide it is. Tinatein le'midat orko. Give it to the guy who says how long it is, because usually midat rochbo shiroko b'shayerle kadmach sele mora v'koi. You can tell what somebody's standing pretty well what size suit it is, right? So you can say, okay, he's wearing a 42 suit. But as far as being able to define how long the trousers are, that's a different thing. So over there, that would be a better riot. It's more detailed, more move on. And therefore, midat orko, since it's usually longer, lo mishtarli, it's difficult for him to estimate that immediately. How about if one guy gives both the midah of the orech and the midah of the rocha? And the other one gives the midat, is a cute word, the midah of its gamma, which actually means it's gamma. It's gamma midah. Why is it its gamma? Because the Greek gamma is the length and the width. Right? So putting it together, you have the gamma. So one gives the separate midot, the other one gives the together midot. Obviously, inatein lemidat orko v'rochbo. Even though he's got the right number, but he doesn't have the same detail that the other person has. How about if one guy gives midat orcho, midat rochbo, and another guy gives the weight, midat mishkalotav. So over there, yinatein lemidat mishkalotav, because that's, again, more detailed. It's very difficult to figure out how much the thing weighs. I mean, that's already functioned material, think and so on. That you can't be mishaer. How about if a man and a woman come into court arguing about whether she already got this get and she can marry somebody else? So he says the simanei get, the yomeret simanei get. Give it to her. Because, I mean, he's the one who wrote the get. Obviously, he would know the simanim whether he gave it to her or not. How would she know the simanim unless she already received the get? No, wait a minute. What are we talking about? The mai. Which simanim? I mean, what, she says the get is 8x11. She may have seen him holding it. I mean, it doesn't mean that she had it. No, it means that the simon we've always been talking about, the simon muva. Nek ev yeshwa b'tzad ot ploni. Now, how about if hu omer siman achut, v'yi omeret? Simanei Achut. Yinatein La. If each one of them gives the same siman as to the thread, we'll see what that means in a moment, then she should get it, because how would she know if she hadn't already received the get? When you say the thread, what do you mean? I mean, ilam b'chivra b'subka. What do you mean? The way it was sewed with white thread or red thread? I mean, she might have seen that, no? Dimabadinaket lachazite. No. Mirat orko, because the thread already, you don't know how many times it went through. I mean, it's difficult to guess how long the actual thread was. If she knows it, then obviously she had it when she unpacked to get, she could tell you precisely. Who omer b'chafisa? V'yi omer b'chafisa. Yinatein lo. If she tells you what kind of package it's in, you know, so it's in his little attaché case, you know. Okay, so then, what does that prove? Of course it's in his attaché case, because, I mean, my time, midayada t'choma v'itlei b'chafisu t'malach. He always puts everything in his attaché case. So, yes, the get was in his attaché case. Thank you very much. It doesn't prove anything. The ad... Matai chayav lachris. Okay, so now we've gotten to what you need to be machris, what simanim you would give back, assuming that the person comes forward. How about the achraza per se? Exactly how long and what do you say when you're machris and so on and so forth. So how long does the achraza have to be? Ad kedei sheyedu bo shecheinav, divrei Rabbi Meir. Long enough for his neighbors to know. Now, whose neighbors? You don't know who lost it. How can his neighbors know? That the Gemara will discuss. Rabbi Yudomer? No. Because there's no such thing as neighbors. Something could have fallen from anybody, and therefore it needs to be put on the internet. Now, if not everybody has the internet, then the only thing you could do is wait till everybody gets together. That would be only on the Shalosh Regalim. So therefore, and indeed as we'll see, there was a special location for the international lost and found outside of Yerushalayim, especially Evan HaTohim, and over there you would have to do your Hakhraza. That would be the equivalent of putting it on the internet. So you'd have to do the Shalosh Regalim. And after the third regal, says Rabbi Yehuda, not only that, achar regala achar shivat yamim. You need an additional 7 days after the regal that you have to hang around. Because, look, the guy has to go home. The auxiliary's got to check. I'm not sure. Now, again, the question is, what exactly was the machlokes? Why does he have to go home and check, right? So that means that somehow he's got to make sure that it was avad. Okay. So the loser would have to go home, see if he lost it indeed, or whether it's really at home. What am I missing? And, you know, what am I supposed to remember? Somebody found a shirt. Did I bring that blue shirt or not? Oh, I, you know, or maybe it was the checkered shirt. Or, oh, my God. Was it a blue shirt? No. Was it a checkered shirt? No. I just got to go home and see what it is that he lost. So, therefore, you still would need, when he gets back, Yachriz Yom Echad. Now, Rashi learns Yachriz Yom Echad means that the loser now has to be mocked. A very strange approach, because Achrazah meant the whole time the finder. Here it means it's me, please come and get me. So in other words, there's an interchange in this makom of the international lost and found. Others learn that it means that the finder gives one last hachraza, because when the guy came back, he wants information as to how to currently find the finder. So it would still be part of the hachraza. Says the Brayta, now when it says until the neighbors know, it means the neighbors of the location where the Aveda was found. So let people in the neighborhood know. It means Shechene Aveda, okay? So Shechene Aveda. When you say Shechene Aveda, what does that mean? You don't mean the Shechene of the Baal Aveda, do you? I mean, if you know who it is, you could just return it to him. You don't have to tell all the neighbors. So Yoda Leili is about, for God's sake, if you know who he is, go give it back. It means literally the neighbors of the Aveda, the place where it was found. Whereas Rabbi Unaimer, so you need these 7 days. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean 7 days? 7 days doesn't get you to enough time for a guy to come home and come back. I thought, doesn't it say b'shloshah b'mar cheshvan sho'alim et agishamim? And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you have to wait until the seventh day of cheshvan to ask, actually say, v'tein tal umatar, because that gives you 15 days, achar hachag, kidei sheyagia acharon sheberetz Yisrael l'nahar prat. So how in 7 days, how does this help you? I mean, you're going to need much more than that. Rav Yosef, that's true. But it depends, you see, lokasha. Kam b'migdash rishon, kam b'migdash sheni. B'migdash rishon, you had a tremendous population. So people were spread out. It might take that long. The nefisha Yisrael tuva, Tichtibu Yudav Yisrael Rabim Kechol Asher Alayam Larov. They had a vast population, so they're being at Kulayhai. You need four people that are very scattered all the way, 15 days away. Okay. But in the second Beit HaMikdash, B'Mikdash Sheni, Delona Fisha Yisrael Tuva. I mean, over there, what did you have? B'Sach HaKol, Kol HaKahal Kechad, Arba Riba Alafim. And Shalosh Me'ot Vishim, what do you have? Some 40,000 people. So, I mean, they're everybody's hanging around, basically the center of the country. So, Lo Be'inan Kulei. So, over there, he's saying 7 days is enough. 3.5 days, get there, and then come right back. Amalei Abaye, that's not true. Because it says, Beferish in the Pasuk, that Vayeshvu HaKohanim V'Halaviyim V'Shoarim V'Mishorim, etc., etc., Be'orehem. Ma'arehem means the original cities that they had always had, they went back to, even though they were very, very underpopulated, and there weren't many people there, everyone went back to the place where they knew their family was from. V'kivan da'achiyu, so then, okay, if that's the case, then ipcha mistama, then it's the other way around. Because in the Mikdash Rishon, since you have nefishe Yisrael tuva, there's lots of people, which means the mitzavet alma. That means you've got enough of a population to be able to maintain proper infrastructure. Okay, so you have overnight trains, you have people that are, it takes you really only 3.5 days to get home. You miss one bus, you get the next bus. What's the big deal? And it goes back, and it travels Yom HaVelayla. Mishtak Chishiyarta Dazi, Baby Yamama, Baby Melayla. You can travel through the night on the, there's the red eye stagecoach, you know. So you get on the red eye. And lo be'in kolei, I don't need 15 days. So therefore, sagi betlata yom, it's sufficient to have now the 3 days. Yeah. You see that you did? Yeah. The Mikdash Sheni, however, Tosis points out an amazing thing that is so contemporary. It's amazing. Tosis says, look, okay, so they're going yom and belayla, all right? So cut off half the time. I didn't get the 3.5 days. You need half of the time of the 15, right? So, I mean, he says, so what's going on? Why does it take 3 days? What happened to having it and so on, right? So he says, no, you don't understand. If you don't get a full night's travel in, you can't get a full day's travel in. Because if you travel too long, all the hotels are filled up on the way, you won't get a motel room. So it's amazing. So you got to stop in the middle of the day anyway. So you're not going to travel the whole day, you see. So the 3.5 days didn't just turn into double, it turned into 15 days.
Two Shabbosim in the middle.
So it's only
really 13 days of travel.
Okay.
You read the
Avram
Lutz's descriptions of travel
years ago. Amazing. Yeah. You showed that to me. This was a literal travel book for tourists. It's an amazing book.
Yeah.
It did not that long ago. So it was talking about traveling from Yerushalayim to Tiferet, what you would need. So I said, well, first of all, there's only a caravan once every 2 weeks. So if you miss that caravan, you're in trouble. And not only that, but if you try to go, what was it, on your own? There's no place to buy food. So if you're going to do that, you're going to need like
4 days of food.
You have to have 4 days of your own food. This is like Lonely Planet. It was a lonely planet, let me tell you something. But in Achinam, things were very, very different. If mitzvah alma, a different world.
You get to Shar Hagai by evening, and then left in the morning, you make it to Yerushalayim by nightfall. Get them early and go all day long.
Not all that long ago. Fantastic. That would explain the difference. Now, it is a little strange for the Mishnah to be talking in terms of the Mikdash Rishayim. But okay, we're ready to accept that we want to talk about maybe the way that it was.
Both these sukkim are talking about the onset of Mishnah.
What sukkim? Who sukkim?
The comparison the Gemara made between the sukkim in Malachi and the sukkim in Ezra and Nehemiah are both the beginning of.
Oh, okay, that's true. That's true. But we're just focusing on a point in which the Mishnah would make sense, that's an identifiable point that he would be referring to as a point of reference, and then obviously you have to apply it to your time, and that's another question. Okay, so this makes sense now. Rava says, come off it. Every time we have to make now a different analysis of how long it's going to take people to get home and so on. Look, we're talking about three regalim. I mean, the guy could have heard about it the first regal also. It's not, you know, we're really going out of our way over here to make a guy hang around after the regal, but for more than a week? I mean, that's just unreasonable. So the Rabbona did not wish to beat matriach people. It just took a shiur, enough time, and that's it. Omer Ravina, Shmamina, ki machris, glima machris. I mean, but that means that the hachraza has to consist of an item. A shirt. I found a shirt. Found a pair of shoes. Because Isa kadaylech avedata machris. If all you're going to do is say, I found something, and then this guy is supposed to go through every finder of something. So then he has to go home, wonder if there's something. So he's got to go through his entire insurance list. Did I take something that I'm not remembering? I mean, so then you have to give him at least another 24 hours for that, no? I mean, so then you need another day. Clear to me that at least we're giving him a hint as to what I was supposed to be looking for. Rava says, no, I say the same thing. You're still focused on this business of precisely the time that it takes to go home, and therefore you say it takes that amount of time to go home and come back, and now there's that additional time to search through your belongings. No. The point over here was anyway inexact. It's that loy t'vichura bonam b'avidayo termidai. And if he needs more time to look through his stuff, now we're going to change the time. Tonarabana. Regal rishon omer regal rishon. First time you make the announcement, you announce this is the first announcement. Regal sheni, you're also, your machras, you say, this is the second announcement.
Regal rishon would be just the very days right
after? The first regal after finding it. It might have been quite some time. Yeah.
So you're only hanging around after that third time.
On the third time. Regel shlishi, then you say, stam. You don't say this is the third announcement. Why not say this is the third announcement? I mean, that'll get the guy more nervous, right? No. Because when you say something, someone's going to get mixed up. It's always better to say nothing. If you say nothing, then the guy gets nervous. If you say something, what did he say? I think he said sheni, right? I think so. Pretty sure it was sheni. Sure wasn't shlishi, pretty sure. So it's better if he knows that you didn't say anything, so at least then, oh, that must be the last regal. I don't know if I'm going to have another chance. Says the Gemara, well, then if that's the case, if you're always saying more by saying less, then you shouldn't say sheni either, because maybe you'll be machlif l'rishon. So then don't say that sheni. L'sheni ati lachlif l'rishon. But that doesn't bother us, you see. Because ka'ati regal shlishi, even if he would, how terrible is that? So he thinks he still has time. So when he comes up the next time, he'll find out that that's the last time. That's not so terrible.
The guy has the object on him. He brings it with him.
Yeah, the guy has the object on him. That's right. Well, I mean, he could send it FedEx if it's too heavy. You know. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Berishona, kol mi shematza avida ya machriz aleh shlosha regalim v'achor regal ha'achron shivat yamim. It used to be that that's the way it worked. That, like it says in the Mishnah, three regalim, like Rabbi Yehuda says, 7 days after the final achrazah, kidei sheyelech shloshev yachzor shloshev yachriz yom echad. Now, mishicharab beit ha-migdash, shibana b'mirav v'yameinu. But after the churban, so now what are you going to do? Now yitkinu shiyu machrizim b'batei kneisiyot u'b'batei midrashot. So now they made the makom achrazah, the beit ha-midrash in the city, the beit ha-knesset in the city, where it was found. Mishirabu ha-anasim, we're going to see what that means. So when the mafia started, Mishirabu ha-anasim, then they were afraid to let them find out that there was an aveda. Itkinu shiyumbo di'in ha-shchenav ulamiyoda'av v'dayot. And he would just let his own shcheni mosler, because now he can't obviously know that the people around the aveda are not anasim. Maybe they talk. No, at the time that you found it. Now, when you say Misha Rabu Anasim, what does that mean? Misha Rabu Anasim means those lousy government people who have decided arbitrarily to tax Avedot. So now if you find something, so now if you find something, they've decided it belongs to us. Okay. So they say Avedat Lamalka. Rabbi Ami once found an Udyo Dadin. He found a wallet full of money. And there's a guy standing there, the Chazi Ubar Nashtika Mirta, he sees that Rabbi Ami is awfully nervous, because apparently he was chesha, that he was going to talk to the government, and now he's going to be in big trouble. So on my way, the guy goes over to Rabbi Ami and says, please, Zil Shkola Nafshka, enjoy your find, Lav Parsayan, and I'm not from these Parsoim that claim Avedat Alamalka, that the government gets an Aveda. Turn around, Bonan. Evan to'in, I tab Yerushalayim. Some have Evan to'in, which is with a tof, not with a tet. But a person, Evan to'in would mean the person is coming to be to'in, that this is my Avedah. Evan to'im are those that are to'eh, that have lost their thing, so they're now looking around for their Avedah. That was be Yerushalayim. Apparently the Rambam's Girsa was Chutz Yerushalayim. Kol misha avdala Avedah nifna l'sham, v'chol misha motzei Avedah nifna l'sham, zeh omeid v'machriz, v'zeh omeid v'noten simanim, v'notla. And that's actually what happened when there was a ribui geshamim. So they were begging now, Choniam Agal, you're bringing the geshamim. You think you get rid of some of these geshamim? So he said, well, see if it got all the way up there and washed that away. If it washed that away, we'll ask to stop it. Some say that was just there. In other words, you don't ask to stop things that are good. Obviously, it wasn't washed up too. He says the Avedah. Well, let's see what this means. But he didn't give the simanim. Lo yitain lo. V'haramai. Afa pishar amar simanah lo yitain lo. If the guy is known to be a Ramai, you can't give it to him even on the basis of the simanim. When we said before about the Ramai, you check him with the simanim. That meant that you had to make sure that he wasn't a Ramai. But if it's a given that he's a Ramai, he might have actually taken a picture of the things, and then he's coming in now to check it out. So that you can, how can you rely on simonim either? Shenema adrosh achicha oto. That means ad shetidrosh et achicha im ramayhu imein o ramay itma. Rav Yehuda amar avedah tamachriz v'nachron amar glima machriz. Now this last piece before the Mishnah was the introduction actually to the Mishnah as usual. So here we have a machloket. We're talking about Amar ta Avedah, v'lo Amar Simanah. What does that say to you? He said what the Avedah was. So in other words, he guessed it was a pair of shoes. You only said Avedah. So this seems to have bearing on that question. Because otherwise, how can you say the Avedah and not give a Siman? So therefore, we bring immediately the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nachman. What do you say? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you just say, I found something. Rabbi Nachman says, you say, I found a shirt. If you already know that it's a shirt, so then, being a Ramai, you may have kept track of this guy's shirts, you know, so you'll try. You'll say, oh, was it this? But if you just say an Avedah, the guy's going to figure out Avedah, what must be my neighbor, you know, with a shirt. He's going to, like, take every possible chance. Let's see. Was it a checkered shirt? No, not a checkered shirt. Was it the striped shirt? No. I mean, then he's not going to do it already. Whereas Reb Nachman Omar, L'glima machriz, lo ramai lo chashino. That's crazy. If you're worried already about a Ramai, so if you can be worried, I mean, the guy's crazy enough to think, he doesn't know what was lost. The guy's crazy enough to give a list of all of his neighbor's shirts. And he'll be crazy enough to give a list of his neighbor's shirts and his neighbor's pants. I mean, So then, im kein ein hadavar sof. I mean, so at what point do you stop being chayshish? Maybe he saw this, maybe he thought of that. I mean, obviously, we're not generally chayshish for somebody coming in and having photographed everything and now giving us simonim. Okay, so now obviously we look to our Mishnah as a riot. It's not. Amarat Avedah v'lo amart simaneha, areza lo yitain lo. So explain to me now what that means. I amret bishlema Avedah tamachriz. Akamashman, afagavdi, amaglima, ki lo amart simaneha, lo madrinan. I mean, if you're telling me that he had no idea what was lost, so I need the Mishnah to tell me a chiddush. You say it was an Avedah. Well, I lost the shirt. You might think, that's actually it. Look at this. What an amazing coincidence. I found the shirt. Come ash malanda. We don't give it back on that basis. But if you're going to tell me, Eliyamet glima machriz. So, a guy says, I found the shirt. And he comes in and he says, I lost the shirt. That's great. Yeah, perfect. What an amazing coincidence. You must be the owner, right? So, then he's not saying anything. He's just parroting back what the guy said to him. Omrev Safra, no. It works out even if you learn Glima Machris. Because what it means over here, Omar Ihu Glima, the guy who found it said, I found a shirt. Now, that doesn't mean that Glima means a shirt, by the way. So, Omar Ihu Simani. He did say the Simani. He said, I lost a red shirt. So, when you say Lo Amar Simaneah, it means Lo Amar Simani Muvakim Dida. Again, here too, Tosis explains, Simani Muvakim don't mean literally Simani Muvakim, because that be a write up. That was a whole different idea. But it means that all he did was give an oroch v'got simon, or a color simon, which is insufficient. A white shirt doesn't mean anything. And therefore,
What would a simon mufak, a really on a shirt? It had your name on it?
It was a Gap shirt, 16 and a half neck, a 35 sleeve, missing button, or you know, whatever, that type of thing. Yeah, a more unique simon. So therefore, it could be. So you can't prove from here. So it's certainly possible that he says Galima, and all it means is Lo Amar, not that he just said Galima, but that it was so generic that it was just meaningless. He's a Mishnah. Ha-Ramai Afa Pishar Bat Simaneha, Ha-Reza Lo Yitein Lo. Tana Rabbana Berishona Kol Bisha Avda Lo Avida, Ha-Yonotein Simanim Venotla. Used to be, you could come, deliver the Simanim, you could take it. Misha Rabu Ha-Ramaim. But when there came to be a lot of these phonies that would keep a list of what they saw other people wearing, so then it wasn't enough. So he'd kinu shio yu omrim lo, tseva ve'edam delav ramaya. You need edim, character witnesses. We need to know who you are, because we can't just give you, based on sima, then take it. And then to, ki hadi avod Rav Papa's actually a funny story. Rav Papa's father lost a chamor. Yashkachua, they found it. So he comes now to Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Bar Avuna tells him, bring us a raya that you're not a rami. So he goes and he brings two witnesses, right? So he brings them into court. So now Rabbi Bar Avuna questions them and says, do you know that this guy is a rami? And he's trying to confuse them. They assume that what they're hearing is, of course, can you testify that he's not a rami? So they say, yes, in. So Rav Papa's father shouts, what? I'm a rabbi. Oh, Anna, what are you saying? I'm a rabbi. I'm not a rabbi. I'm really, no. We were saying that you're not a rabbi. But now the question is, they already said he's a rabbi. So they can't change their mind anymore, right? So Rabbi Bar Avuna said, well, no. It's mistavra. It's reasonable that it was a misunderstanding of my intent. I mean, clearly, lo mai te'inish chovata ladafshe. A person doesn't bring witnesses that are going to testify that he's a rami. So they must have misunderstood what I was saying. Okay. Omar Rava, im timtza lomar, simanim lav dioraita, hechem adrin avedata besimanim. Tenechle lamotze avedata, den adem besimanim, keechatuch yavdalei ledidei nami adem besimanim. Omar le Rav Safra le Rava, boy, that's really a wonderful svara. You have to take into consideration the loser. Because look, mida yada the edim letle meimarmar kuli amalo yadi simani muvakim dida as I do. So anayivna simani muvakim dida v'shaklina la. Are you trying to tell me that it's nechle lo love la dure le malve, right? Omar le, well, no, over there, hasim sforu, echad alove min shloshay yachzil love, the gabi love shkiche, gabi malve lo shkiche, so who cares anyway? So, shma min ami love enough, shlosh shlavu mi echad, yachzil malve, the gabi malve shkiche, gabi love lo shkiche, so who cares what the love is saying? Ela, had it lan, what's a tachrik shal shtarot, or agudah shal shtarot, what? You trying to tell me that the Alkanami, the Nechle, the Lode, La Durele, the Malga? Elom, Arava, clearly, Sibarib, you're right. The Ktiva, Yaim Ha, Ad Rosh Achicha Oto. Vechita, Leal, that Kashi, Tneno, Kodim Shidrasheno. Elodra Sheu, Imra Mayu, Inoramai. Now, how do you do that? Lab Vesimanim, Shramino. Look, says Rav, you know, imtim tzoloma simanim diorait. What imtim tzoloma? You just said simanim diorait. No, I mean, mishabdika lamembrik shanina. But my question is, imtim tzoloma, so simanim, what do you do? Yania. Simanim ve'edim, inatena baledim. Simanim, ve'edachad, edachad kamandalat, edami, ve'ania. How about edi arigave denifila? Inatena edanifila. Whereas midat orko is more difficult. Midat orko, midat rochbo. When the other guy has midat gamav, midat orko, midat rochbo, midat mishkelotav, midat mishkelotav. Who omer simanei get? Ve'hi omer tzimanei aget, yinaten la, What was the simen? B'may. I mean, let me not lechazite. No, no, it means a real simen. Nekev Yeshua b'tzarot ploni. Who omer simanei achut v'omer at simanei achut? Inatein la. B'may. Inamel chivra v'sumke. Dimabadi nakat lechazite. El v'midat orko. Who omer b'chafisa? V'i omer at b'chafisa? Inatein la. My time v'mide yada. T'chom adi yitle b'chafisa v'marachle. V'ad matai chayav lachriz ad kedei shiye de ubo shechenav de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer shalosh regalim plus achar regal achrat shiva yomim kedei shielach lebeto shlosha v'yachzor shlosha v'yachriz yom echad. Tana, shechene aveda, meaning what? Ma shechene avedim, ale shechenim de bala aveda. Well, yod alei, why not go return it to him? Ele shechene makom shenimtzet bo aveda. Rabbi Yehuda omer v'aminu. ושלושה במר חשבן שואלים את הגשמים. רב גמליאל אומר, בשבעה בו, which gives you 15 יום אחר החג, כדי שיגיע האחרון שבארץ ישראל לנהר פרת. So how do you get 7 days, 3 days and 3 days for traveling? אום רב יזר לא קשה, קם במקדש ראשון, קם במקדש שני, במקדש ראשון, לנפישי ישראל טובה. תכתיבו יהודה וישראל רבים ככל אשר לים לרוב. So then, being at Kulei, but b'migdash sheni, but there's only one population center, lo nefishe Yisrael, tuva, because over there it's kol hakal kechad arba ribo apayim shalosh meot v'shishim. So, lo b'inan Kulei, amalei abaya, on the contrary, aktiv v'yishvu ha-kohanim v'alevim, amshorim, v'ashorim, v'chol Yisrael be'oreihem, meaning the original oreihem. V'kibadachiu ipcha mistava. Actually, the Mikdash Rish on the Nefisha Yisrael Tuva, the Mitzvat Alma, Umishtakish Sayarta the Asid Baby Obama, Ubein Belailia. So they don't know Hinamilo Beinan Kulia, Visagibitata Yume. Aval Mikdash Sheni, the Lo Nefisha Yisrael Tuva, Valo Mitzvat Alma, Lomishtakish Sayarta the Asid Baby Obama, Bein Belailia. And therefore, you need much more time, including time of the day, to get a hotel room. Rava Amar lo shla b'migdash rishon, v'lo shla b'migdash sheni, lo yitrichu rabbanan b'avida yoter midai, it's as simple as that. Am Ravina shvamina, that certainly ki machriz, glima machriz, because, I mean, Isaac edach avidata machriz. So, ben bina le mitvechad yub le yuna b'mani, ele shvamina glima machriz shvamina. Rava Amar, well, I've already told you, avida teme avidata machriz, lo yitrichu rabbanan b'avida yoter midai. Tana Rabbanan Regal Rishon Omer, this is the first announcement. Regal Sheni Omer, Regal Sheni, Regal Shlishi Omer Stam. V'amai Lema Regal Shlishi. Dolo Atilach Luvibir Sheni. So if that's the case, Sheni Nami Atilach Luvibir Rishon. So what would be so terrible? Haka Ati Regal Shlishi anyway. Tana Rabbanan Rishon, Nakomi Shematza Aveda, Hayamachriz Alash Shlosha Regalim, V'yachar Regal Achron Shivat Yamim, כדי שיהיה לך שלושה ויחזור שלושה ויחריז יום אחד. נא, מי שחרב בית המקדש, שבנה במהרה וימינו, התקנו שרק מאחריזים בבתי כנסיות ובבתי מדרשות. And then after that, things got worse, מי שרבו הנסים, התקנו שיהיו מודיעים לשכנה ולמיודעה ודאיו. But what is that, הנסים? דאמרי, עבדת על המלכה. Actually, רב אבי, once אשכח הודיע את הדינרי, חזר דאו בנת, שתקומירת, אתה אומר לי, don't worry about it. Zir shkol enavshka lav parsoyana de amri avedat ala malka. Tana rabbanan even toein atab Yerushalayim kom ish avdalo avedat nifna lasham kom ish omatsa avedat nifna lasham ze omed umachriz ve ze omed venotein tzimanim venot la ve zu ish ashaninu tzu u ra u im nimcha prichis pizza amin evenat toein omar et avedat ve lo amar simaneach לא ייתן לו, והרמי, אף על פי שאמר סימניה לא ייתן לו, שנאמר, אדרוש אחיך אותו, אשר תדרוש את אחיך עם רמי וממן, או רמי. איתמר רביד אומר אבידת המחריז, ונכון אומר גלים המחריז, רביד אומר אבידת המחריז, די אמר גלים המחריז, חשינה לא רמי. רב נחמן אומר, נא, הוא יקד גלים המחריז, לא רמי, לא חשינה. When you're going to say that, אין לדבר סוף. צאן, אמרת אבידה ולא אמרת סימניה, הרי זה לא ייתן לו. So it's something at least that he's identifying, but it's not enough. This is a lovely conversation. And the guy says, yep, Glima, that's me. No, you're forgetting that even if he says Galima Makris, he doesn't just say Galima. He says Amar Yusimanim. When it says Lo Amar Simanea, it means Lo Amar Simanim Muvakim today, but it's certainly there's something more to say just a Galima. So you know this guy's a rami? Absolutely. What? No. We thought he was saying lav rami. I'd come in. Amar Rabba Baravuna Mistavra. Lomaita inish chovata lenafshei.